Good morning and welcome to episode 9 of our monthly live Q&A session with Cinten's family team. I'm David Pritchard, Head of Marketing here at Cinten's. Just a very quick reminder for me, as I do at the beginning of each of these sessions, these sessions have come about due to the volume of questions we received from you for our live Q&A that we did during the recent Good Divorce Week. We weren't able to answer anywhere near the questions that were put to us, anywhere near the amount of questions, I should say. So we thought these sessions would be a great idea moving forward. And as I said, this is episode 9. We've been running these live third Friday of each month at 10 a.m. on Teams, and obviously we'll continue to do so. So as with previous sessions, the family team are going to be answering 3 questions, and our speaker today is solicitor in the family team, Sophie Dodds. So without any further ado, I'm going to pass you straight over to Sophie. Sophie, good morning and over to you.
Hello and welcome to the August edition of the Family Law Q&A. So we have another 3 questions from you today, which I'm going to answer. So the first is, I am in a civil partnership. Can I get divorced? So the law overall changed earlier this year in April 2022, and no-fault divorce was introduced. And this is the case for opposite sex couples and same sex couples who would previously have had to apply for a civil partnership dissolution. So the situation now is all couples who wish to separate can go down the route of no fault divorce, and the application is made online. So the overall process is that you must wait until you have been married for at least a year to apply for a divorce, and the whole process takes at a minimum of 6 months. So you make the application online, and after 20 weeks then you can apply for what is known as the conditional order. And once the conditional order is pronounced, you then need to wait another 6 weeks and 1 day, and you can apply for the final order, and that will bring your civil partnership to an end. The second question is, do I need a prenup? So first of all, what is a prenup? So a prenuptial agreement is an agreement that you make prior to the marriage, which sets out how the assets, property, and all of the finances will be dealt with in the event of a breakdown of the marriage. So these can seem unromantic in some cases, but often this assists couples in providing them with some clarity and certainty as to what will happen should the marriage break down. So a prenuptial agreement tends to be more suited to those couples where one of them has a large amount of the wealth and are the higher breadwinner in the case, or they have a higher amount of assets or savings and they want to protect that. So it could be, for example, family wealth which has been inherited or passed down to them, and they want to maintain and ensure that it remains within the family. So a prenuptial agreement can do that, but it's important to note that it must be fair. So the other party's needs must be catered for. So it's not a case where one party can just run away and be greedy and keep all of their assets. The other party needs to also have their needs met. So, and this can also be overturned if it is deemed to be unfair. Which brings me on to my final question today. Does a prenup stand up in a court? So a prenuptial agreement in England and Wales is a factor that can be taken into account on breakdown of a marriage, but it is not a hard and fast rule that this agreement will be held up. So the overall basis of how finances and property are dealt with on the breakdown of the marriage is on the basis of needs. So as I said, if a prenuptial agreement is considered to be unfair and does not cater for one party's needs, then this can be overturned in the event of a breakdown of a marriage. If a prenuptial agreement is created correctly and drafted correctly and both parties have received legal advice, then it should be upheld. But it is important to note that it can be overturned if it is deemed to be unfair. Thank you for joining me today, and please send your questions in and I will look to answer them in future sessions. And please also follow us on Instagram at Sinton's Family for further questions and answers. Thank you.
Thanks, Sophie. Enjoyed listening to that one. Very quickly for me, as I say, each time the firm is continuing to work hard to produce and deliver useful and relevant content, articles, podcasts, blogs, videos, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And that includes all episodes of this podcast series. You can also follow the family team on Twitter at Sinton's Family and also on our new family Instagram page, at Sinton's Family also. If you'd like to discuss anything Sophie's raised any further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her via telephone 0191 226 7878 or via email sophie.dodds@sintons.co.uk. Our next session will be with you third Friday of September, live 10 a.m. on Teams. And as usual, I'll send the link round to you prior to the session. All that's left for us to say is thank you once again for listening. Stay safe, everyone, and we'll speak to you in September. Thank you.